Yosef Achayv de Ruvain. Ruvain owed people money, and that person came, Mukatarif Leminei, and he took away the ground from Ruvain. Ez Dino, the Locher is Enechnami, to Yozel Shimon Amavtilei. Shimon is going to have to pay the Achrayas back to Ruvain, like Ruvain gained on the deal. Even though it's Ruvain's Baal Chayv, Ruvain owed money to somebody. That person is now collecting the field away from Ruvain, but since it was sold to Shimon without Achrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuben with Achrayis, that in case, I don't know why, in case he did it, I don't know why. In case, but Reuben brought it back with conditions that Shimon has to pay him if it's taken away from Reuben. So now when it's taken away from Reuben, Reuben has a right to go to Shimon and say, pay me. Omalei Rava, Rava said no. Nehi, the Achrayis, the Alma Kibbul Alei, true Reuben, Shimon was Mekav upon himself. If something happens to him from other places, that he'll pay back Shimon. But Achrayis de Nafshe Mekibulei, that makes no sense. That he wasn't Mekabel upon himself, Shimon, that if Reuven's own Baal Chov comes and collects the money, because Reuven himself owes him the money, and so far he didn't go to say, I'll pay you back for that. I only meant to say that if from some other place, something's going to go wrong, they'll take the land away from you, I'll pay it back to you, like from me. But if your own Baal Chov come and take it, that's a Svarb Shuta, he will never Mekabel, it doesn't make any sense, he will never Mekabel Achrayis on that. But Umay the Rabba does agree though that Beruvain Sheyorash Sodom Yaakov, when the father Yaakov died and Reuven the son yashened his father's property, Umachro the Shimon Shlab Achrayis, and he sold now this land to Shimon, his brother Shimon, without Achrayis, that if it's taken away, Shimon can't collect anything back. The Yosef Shimon, and now Shimon went to Machro Reuven Achrayis, went and sold it back to Reuven, vice versa, Reuven at Charoto. As Reuben now misses the field, and he wants to get it back, he wants to buy it back from Shimon, but Shimon says, I'm not going to sell it back to you unless you take Achrayis on it. So Shimon says, okay, I'm taking Achrayis. In this case now, V'yosa Balchayv de Yaakov, if not Reuven's Balchayv, but the Balchayv of the father Yaakov comes, who Gutarif Lominei, and takes the ground away from Reuven, Lachriz Dino the Yozel Shimon Amavtzi Leminei, that now that Shimon has a right to come and collect the money from Reuven, since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven. Okay, I mean Reuven has a right not to collect the money from Shimon, since Shimon sold the property back to Reuven via Achrayis, that he said if it's taken away from Reuven, I'll pay you for it. So Shimon has to pay Reuven now. My time. What's the reason? Ba'achoyv di Yaakov ke ba'achoyv di Yalmadami. Since it's not the pshat that Reuven owed the money to these people, but it's the father that owed the money to the people, that has nothing to do with Reuven. So that's called like other people, something from someplace else, the karka now is being taken away from Reuven. So since when Reuven was smart, when he bought it back from Shimon, he told Shimon, I'll only buy it back if you take Achrayis, you take the obligation. If something goes wrong, you have to pay me the money. So this is called something went wrong, since the father owes people money, and the chayv, the maal becomes the collected from the yorshim, halachris, Shimon has to pay him. Omar Rami Bachoma, Reuven Shemocha Sod L'Shimon. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon b'Achrayis, with Achrayis, then in case it gets taken away, you have to pay me back. V'zokalo l'bimilva. He didn't pay the money, but he made a milva as if to say, I owe you the money. They put it on credit now. The money is on credit as if it was a loan, and I owe you the money. What happened was, Umeis Reuven, Reuven died. And Reuven never collected his money yet. Now, V'yosu Ba'achayv de Reuven, the Kotor of Lomi Shimon. The Ba'achayv of Reuven comes and collects the property away from Shimon. And the Chur, there was Achrayis there. Ufaisuya Bezuzay. The Lachar is Shimon, instead of paying him the property, paid him up the money. Listen, the guy lent you $1,000, here's $1,000 instead of taking the property back. So the Maisa Shimon still has the karka. So Lachar is Dinahu, the Karmelai B'nai Reuven, the Lachar is the kids of Reuven could say, Anan metautli shavaka vukabach. Our father left over money by you. Like you owe us the money, you didn't pay up the money of the karka, it was a milva. Or metautli diyasmi labachoyv le mishtabdi. You know, you have no right to pay up the money. Money is not mishubit for your son to pay up. Only from karka. Therefore, the money you paid up is not, we don't have to do anything about it. Therefore, you still owe us the money. You still have to pay us back the money. So, Amar Rava, Rava says, you know, if the other person wants to be wise, smart, magvilein alayu arya. when the person has to pay up the $100 that he owes the father for the karka, let him pay it up in property, in karka. Once he pays it up in property, now they can collect that property back because there's a chrayis. The Rav Nachman says, Amar Rabba Ravua, that Yisoymim Shagovu Karka B'chayv Esaviyim B'chayv Chosav G'ayv Reisum Mehen. If somebody owes money to the father and he pays it up in karka, so it's considered like the Yisoymim now Yashin this karka because of the father, so now another Baal Chayv of the father has the right to come and take away that karka. Therefore, if the guy is smart, he owes the Yisoymim $1,000, let him pay it up in karka. If he pays it up in karka, now the kids have karka that they yashin from the father. So since when you bought the field, you bought a bachrayis, and it was taken away from you, you have a right now to collect the value back. But the question is, does Yisrael have any karka from the father? Yes, now they have karka from the father. So if you want to be smart, you pay up the Yisrael in karka. We'll make it that Yisrael do have karka. Now that Yisrael have karka, you have a right to collect it back from the Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this. Let's come over again tomorrow. You're holding off Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph. Okay, and last Gemara was that Omar Ramit Ruvain sold his field to Shimon, and he made a chrayis. I mean, let's say they're going to take it away from Shimon, so Shimon has the right to come back and collect his money back from Ruvain. Now, Vizakov Ola B'milva means that Shimon did not have the money on hand to pay back to Ruvain, so they made a milva. Zitha said they sold the field for $1,000. So they made it into a milva. It's like a loan that now Shimon owes $1,000 to Reuven. And what happened was, who made Reuven? Reuven died. Reuven didn't collect his money yet, and Reuven died. Now v'yosa ba'chayv de Reuven uketorif lo mishimon. What happened was, there's a ba'chayv that Reuven, when he was alive, borrowed money from somebody else, and now that person came to collect his money, and the yoshim didn't have any money to give. So he went to this to the Lekuchais. He went to the Shimon that bought the field off Reuven and took away his field. So the kid says Shimon's field was taken away. So Lachar is that Shimon bought it to Achrayis. He has a right to go back and get his money back from Reuven. Now what happened was Ufaise Bezuze. Shimon did not let the Baal Chayv take away his field, but rather he said, listen, the guy Reuven owes you $1,000. I'll pay you the $1,000, let the field stay by me, and I'll just give you the $1,000. That's talocha. Ufaisu bezuzei, is dinahu. Now, what's talocha? The amrilei b'nei Reuven. The children of Reuven, the Yisoymim, are allowed to say to Shimon like this. Anan bayos mitaltli shavuk avuch gabon. Our father did not leave over the territory of Yerusha, any land, any karka. There was no land left over. Our father did not leave over any land. All he left over was just metaltlim. He only left over like money. And the klal is metaltli diasmi lebachoyv lemishtabdi. The locha is that the money that was left over metaltlim is not mishabat to a balchoyv. In other words, you Shimon have no right to collect money from us. In other words, you want to collect money because you paid $1,000 for the loan, and now you want to collect that money from us. All we have left over from our father is only metaltle money, and money is not meshubah to pay for our father's chayvos. So therefore, the Bnei Reuven do not have to pay anything to Shimon. But Omar Rava said like this, if Shimon would be a smart person, if Shimon would be smart, he'll do like this. Because Shimon right now still owes $1,000 for the field. As the story was, Shimon first bought the field off Reuven, and he didn't pay the money. He made it into a milva. So Lamaisa, Shimon still owes now $1,000 for the field to Reuven. True, the field was going to be taken away from Shimon, so Shimon paid $1,000 to keep it. So he wanted to collect those $1,000 for the Yorshim. He doesn't have a right to collect. But now Shimon still owes $1,000 to the Yorshim. So it's saying if Shimon would be smart to do like this, what he would do is, Magvilei Nalei Arya. Let him pay up the $1,000 he owes the Yorshim. Let him pay it up with ground, with karka. For Hoda Govile Minayu. Now, once the Yorshim collected karka, like we'll soon see, it's considered as if the Yorshim, they received this karka from their father. So they do have now land from their father. Therefore,
Shimon has a right to collect that land back and say, listen, I was taken away from me $1,000 for that field, and I bought it by Achrayis. You have to pay it back to me. Up until now, you said you have no karka from your father. But now that I'm paying you back the $1,000 I owe you in karka, it's considered like you do have karka from your father. So Shimon now will be able to take... These kids now, Yarshin, receive this karka, this land, from their father. And therefore, a Baal Chayv of the father has the right to come and take away this karka. So that's what Shimon should do. Shimon, in one way, owes the kid still $1,000 for the payment of the field. And he also has a right to collect back from them $1,000 that he had to pay to keep the field. So if he's a smart person, Shimon, he'll pay them up to $1,000 with karka. So now it's considered like they Yarshin karka from their fathers. So from the father, so now Shimon has a right to come to them and say, listen, you owe me $1,000, and your father left you over karka, I'm collecting this karka. So that's what he would do if he was smart. Next Gemara. Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this, what's going to be if Reuven Shemocha Kol Sadois of Lashimon? Reuven owed around 5 pieces of property, and he sold them all to Shimon. He sold Idias, Zaburias, Benas, he had all different type of lands, better ones, middle class ones, worse ones, he sold them all to Shimon. Now, V'choza Shimon u'mocha sodarachas Levi. Shimon went ahead and sold one land to Levi. Granted, it was a Benanis. The middle type of a karka, a Benanis, he went Shimon and sold it to Levi. Now, what happens is, V'yosa b'choyv de Reuven. Reuven, way before this, borrowed $1,000 from somebody. And now the person is coming to Reuven and say, pay me back the $1,000. I have a shtar, you owe me $1,000. Reuven says, I have no money left. So the person says, okay, all your karka, all the property you owned, was meshubah to me. I have a right to collect back that karka. So who has the property now? First of all, Shimon bought most of it, but Shimon sold one property of Benanis to Levi. So now when the Baal Chayv wants to collect his karka, the Gemara says, Rotza mizeh goyva. If he wants to, this Baal Chayv could go to Shimon and collect from Shimon from the Zaburius, or else Rotsa Mizeh Goyva. If he wants to, he has a right to go to Levi now and collect the one karka that Levi has. Like we'll soon see, it's talking about where Levi bought the Benanis. With the Locher is usually a Baal Chayv collects from Benanis, from a middle type of property. Therefore, the Baal Chayv has a right to go straight to Levi and says, Levi, listen, you bought off Shimon, that bought off Reuven, this soda that's Benanis. And since I lent money $1,000 to Reuven, Reuven owes me $1,000, and all his property is meshubah to me, and mainly the Benanis. That's the property that I have a right to collect. So since now it's by you, Levi, I have a right to go straight to you and get it. But if he wants to, he can go to Shimon and say, no, listen, Shimon, you bought all the property off Reuven. So therefore, you have to pay me up now. Shimon says, I don't have the Benanis. He says, so what? I don't want to go to Levi. You pay me up. So if so, then Shimon has to pay him from the Zaburis. So the kid is up to the Baal Chayv. He has his choice to whichever one he wants to, he can go to. Now the Gemara says, well, Lo Yamorin, this was only said, El Dezavna Benanis. This was only said when Shimon sold the one property of Benanis to Levi. That's why the Baal Chayv has the right now to go straight to Levi. Avol Zavna Idis of Zaburis. Let's say they'll know he only sold the Idis of Zaburis. He only sold to Levi. He did not sell the Benanis to Levi. So then the Baal Chayv cannot go straight to Levi. Because Motzi Omalei, Levi, the third person, could say to this Baal Chayv, listen, Don't come bother me. Oh, you know why? Lahochi tarchi uzvini aryo delechazi lecho. I was bedavka as matriach, I bothered myself to be very careful to know exactly what type of property I'm buying. Like, I know what's going on here. I know that Reuven owed somebody money. So I know somebody has the right to get away these fields from Shimon. And I know the loch rizr that a Baal Chayv takes beninus. Therefore, when Levi went to buy property of Shimon, he was makbid bedavka either to buy idius, the best, or else to buy zeburius, the least, but not to buy the beninus, because he did not want the Baal Chayv to bother him. That's the locha. So therefore, when could the Baal Chayv go to Levi? Only if Levi bought beninus. But if Levi watched himself and only bought a better type of property or a less type of property, then the Baal Chayv can't bother Levi. Only if he bought beninus. And now, ubeninus nami, that we say if Levi, the third person, bought the beninus off Shimon, that the Baal Chayv has the right to go straight to Levi. Also, loyamoran, that's only said, ela deloy shovak beninus dekavosei. There's no other beninus left over by Shimon. Then the Baal Chayv has a right to say, listen, my din is to get the beninus. Who has the beninus now? Shimon sold it to Levi. So Lamaisa, Levi is holding on to the beninus, the middle type of property. I have a right to collect it.